Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yur Chetz. Welcome back, everyone. Today's daf, we learn that the Kolam of Yadois and Shemrim for Kabbalah's Tuma and giving over Tuma. Really, this is the topic of Meseches Uksin. And here we're Zeichen, Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches, to learn a lot about this. And as we continue on in the parak, we will learn even more about the column of Yodis and Shemrim. We first start, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in the beginning of Uksin. Kol Shu Yad, the Loy Shemer, Tomei Umetami Ve'eno Mitztarif. That Yad is not Mitztarif, as opposed to a Shemer, which is Mitztarif. But the Yad is still Tomei Umetami. So what does this mean that a yad is tamei umetamei? So we have a machlekes rishonim how to read the words of the Mishnah, which make a very big difference in the understanding of what is going on by yodis. Rashi says tamei im hayatohor v'noga hayad b'sharetz machneses tuma lo'ichel. If the food was tohor and the yad touched the sharetz, so the yad brings tuma into the oichel. So the word tummy, according to Rashi, it means not that the yad itself is tummy, but rather the yad is able to bring tumah into the oichel. It works as a conduit to bring tumah to the oichel. What does metame mean, says Rashi? Im oichel tameyu, v'noga yadoi b'oichel, b'oichel tor, metame. If the food is tummy, and now the yad touches a different food, which is tor, so it's metame that food. So Rashi translates the tamei umetamei as in referring to the action of the yad. The yad is tamei, the yad can bring tumah in, umetamei, and it can take tumah out. It can transfer tumah into the eichel, and it can transfer tumah out of the eichel. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Eichlin, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, brings down this Mishnah and he reads the words differently. It says the Rambam the following. How is it that the yad is nitma and it's mitame, but it's not mitztarif? If tuma touches the yad, then the food becomes tame. And if tuma touches the food, then the yad is tame. Similarly, the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnah in the beginning of Uksin, Shayad mistame pistame ha'oichel, pistame ha'oichel pistame hayad. The yad becomes tame when the oichel becomes tame, and the oichel becomes tame when the yad becomes tame. So before in the Rambam, that the yad is becoming tame. That the Mishnah is saying both the halakha and the Mishnah are referring to when the food becoming tame. The tame in the Mishnah means that when the food becomes tamei, also the yad is tamei. Umitamei means that the yad can be mitamei the food. When tuma touches the yad, then also the food becomes tamei. So according to the Rambam, the Mishnah here, there's no reference at all in this Mishnah to the din that the yad can transfer the tuma of the food to a different food. That's when the yad of food A, which is tamei, touches food B, which is tar, that food B becomes tamei. According to the Rambam, that is not referred to in the Mishnah at all. Yet, Avada, the Rambam agrees with this, and refers to many places that the yad can transfer tumah away from the food. But it seems the Rambam explained that that's already included in the Reisha. In the words of the Rambam of the Reisha, we find a fascinating Kiddush, that the Rambam says that the yad becomes tameh. When the Mishnah says tameh, according to the Rambam, what that means is that when the food became tameh, also the yad became tameh. So Mamelo, it's Pashat according to the Rambam. And now when the Yad touches other food, the Yad will be Metame that other food. Because the Yad is Tame just like this food itself. When food A that has a Yad became Tame, it's also the Yad of food A is Tame. So now it's Pashat that if food A touches food B, that food A is Metame to food B. So who are then, when the Yad of food A touches food B, then food B becomes Tame. Because the yad was tummy like the main food. So for sure it could transfer the tumah away from the food. So again, according to the Rambam, the two halakim of the Mishnah are that the yad becomes tummy with the food, or the food becomes tummy with the yad. And the Mishnah does not refer to the transferring of tumah further on, but that was included on, it's included in the Mela in the Reshim. According to Rashi, we never find that the yad becomes tummy. Even though really the words of the Mishnah are more mashma like the Rambam. The Mishnah says that it's tummy, the yad is tummy, it sounds like the yad becomes tummy. That's obviously where the Rambam came from. But Rashi did not explain the Mishnah that way. According to Rashi, we never find a yad becoming tummy. Rashi seems to learn that the yad does not become tummy. All it does is transfer. It works as a tunnel to bring tumah into the food, to take tumah away from the food. That is the role of a yad, according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, no. According to the Rambam, the yad became a chelik of the food. And therefore, when the food becomes tummy, also the yad is tummy. What this is a hakir of how the yadus work. According to Rashi, yad works like a yada arichta, that it's just working as a church, like a shliach of the food to give the tumah in and out. According to the Rambam, the yad itself became a part of the food. And therefore, when the food becomes tummy, also the yad is tummy. So the Achrayim already omer on this machlekes, Tiferes Yaakov over here, Chulin, Mikdash David and Tyrus, Simin Membeis of Katan Aleph, Chazon Yecheskel on the end of Tyrus, and the Stipler in Tyrus Simin Ayin. They there's a machlekes here between Rashi and the Rambam whether the Yad becomes Tummy. Stiplers want to say enough Kamina that a person is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash when he's Tummy. There's another nafkamina before the end of Erevin that you also can't bring food or kalim that are tamei. You cannot bring them into the mikdash. So it says the disciple, if you have a food that's tamei, and you stick the yad into the mikdash, the food you keep outside, you stick the yad into the mikdash. According to Rashi, you're not over any isser because the yad is tahor. But according to the Rambam, you're over an isser because you brought tumah into the mikdash. From the Achrayim bring a big raya to the Shita of the Rambam, the yad itself is tummy. From the Gemara in Sukkah, and after Yud Gimel and Beitz, it says there that yadat ha'oichlem are pasul for schach. You can't be misachif with davar makabel tuma. So what's the name of a yad of an oichel? Can you use that for schach? So before in the Gemara that it cannot be used for schach. L'charei mafurish Gemara that the yad itself is makabel tuma. Well, if you Rashi that the yad is not mekabel tumah, all it does is transfer tumah to the oichel, but the yad itself is entirely tahor, so why can it not be used for schach? It's eno mekabel tumah. That's a very nice raya to the Rambam. However, we could lachar b'manche and answer up the sheet of Rashi that for schach, it's not even though the words of the Gemara are that's the davar she'eno mekabel tumah. It seems that it's not totally in Kabbalah's tumah per se. We don't have to. The question is not whether this thing is makabel tumah or not. But the makor that schach cannot be used from a davar makabel tumah is only out of psoilas geirin v'yekev. You use the leftover stuff in the geirin and the yekev in your wine press and in your oil press, and those things are not chashiv. Things that are makabel tumah are always something that has a certain amount of chashivas to it. Either it's a food or it's a kli. It has a specific role. It does something specific, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Psoilas geirin v'yekev is garbage. It's worthless things. Those things that are not mekabel tumah because of their lack of chashivas, they are right to be used for schach. So the kuvi that schach is not totally in whether it's actually mekabel tumah. As long as something is connected to kabbalas tumah, a yad brings tumah to an oichel. It's a chelik of an oichel, and the oichel is mekabel tumah. The yad participates in the Kabbalah's Tumah. So therefore it's already possible for Schach, even though it itself is not Mekabel Tumah. We find a similar chiluk, Gabi Schach, by food which is not yet mukshar. Food which does not, water is not poured on it. It was not in mukshar Lekabel Tumah. So if now a sheretz will fall on it, it's tar. Because it was not yet mukshar for Kabbalah's Tumah. Without hechsher, food is not Mekabel Tumah. Yet, food that was not a mukshar for Kabbalah's tuma is possible for schach. Cannot be used for schach. Tezrit says in Sukkot Daf Yud Gimel or Bekviger in Mishnayis and Perek Ches of Olos, they say that food which is not mukshar cannot be used for schach. Even though food that's not mukshar is considered a davar she'ena mekabel tuma for other dinim. For instance, to be chaytzet in an oil hames, in a chaloin in an oil hames, if something which is royal kabel tuma is not chaytzet, something which is not royal kabel tuma is chaytzet. And yet food which is not mukshar is called eno royal kabel tuma, because in its current state, it's not royal for kabbalah's tuma. Until water gets poured on it, it's not royal for kabbalah's tuma, and therefore it's chaytzet. And yet it's possible for schach. So, manashach, do you look at this food as being a davar mekabel tuma, or do you look at it as being davar she'eino mekabel tuma? We see that even though for other dinim it's called davar she'eino mekabel tuma, but for schach, we look at it as a davar mekabel tuma. Because the definition for schach of what's considered roi and what's not considered roi is different than the definition in other places. For schach, we don't need something which this moment could be mekabel tuma. We need something which is connected to Kabbalah's tuma, something which has a chashivus, and therefore could be mekabel tuma. And therefore, food which because it could, when it will get water poured on it, it will be royal mekabel tuma. That means that it's in the parsha of Kabbalah's tuma. Kabbalah's tuma by schach is not a siba, that because it's mekabel tuma, therefore it's possible for schach. It's a simen. It shows which food is chashiv. That which things are chashav and things that are chashav and are therefore mekabel tuma are also chashav and cannot be used for schach. And therefore, food, even if it was not yet mukshar lekabel tuma, because it's chashav, it's possible for schach. And in a similar vein, we could say that yadas hakelim. That yadas hakelim, even though they're not mekabel tuma according to Rashi, but because they are related to kabbalah's tuma, they that gives them a chashivus. And therefore, they're apostle for schach. As we said, that it seems the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is that according to the Rambam, the yad is a chelek of the oichel. As opposed to Rashi, Rashi holds that it's not a chelek; rather, all it does is transfer the tumah in and out of the oichel. However, it seems I want to fix that to a certain degree, and it seems that even according to Rashi, we have to look at the yad as being a chelek of the oichel. If the yad would not be a chelek of the oichel, then it wouldn't be able to transfer tumah in and out of the oichel. The yad is not something that's entirely external that just helps the oichel to bring tumah in or out of the oichel. Rather, the yad is to be considered a chelik of the oichel, and only because of that it's able to transfer the tumah in and out of the oichel. Where do we see that? In numerous places in our perek, as we'll get to. I want to mention one that's the biggest raya is the Tosefta in Olos that the Rash brings down, Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. That you take a bone from a mace and you make it as the handle of your knife. You have a blade and you add it on a bone of the mace, and that's the handle of the knife. So now and now you do is you stick the blade into an oil. The bone of the mace is outside of the oil, but the blade is in the oil. So the Tosefta says there that it's not mitame, and the hainu the tumah of the bone does not mitame everything that's in the oil. Why not? She'ein chiburi adam chibur. Because it's a man-made connection between the bone and the blade. It's not natural. So in this, there's no din of yadais. Yadais has to be a natural connection. But before that, that's the reason why there's no din of yadais over here. But without that, then the din of yadais would say that the blade could bring the tumah of the bone into the oil. Hare, the bone is working as the yad. The bone is the yad, and the blade is the ikar of the kli. How could the parasha of yadais give the tuma of the yad? Here, the kli, kilu, the blade, is trying to transfer the tuma of the yad into the oil. How does that work? Bishlam, according to the Rambam, that the inyan of yadais is that they became one, and now the food becomes tummy with the yad, or the yad becomes tummy with the food. So also here, this now became one kli. Of the etzem and the blade. So now the blade could give tumah of the etzem into the oil. But according to Rashi, that the yad, the only thing the yad does is transfer tumah in and out of the oichel. Here we want that the kli is going to transfer tumah in and out of the yad. How does that happen? tmuchos begam, that even according to Rashi, the oichel and the yad became one. Or here, the oichel and the yad and the blade became one. The yad and the kli became one. So therefore, it's able to transfer, the yad, because it became one with the oichel, it can mamela transfer tuma in and out of the oichel, because it's connected to the oichel. So according to Rashi, it never didn't become one ad kedei kach, that it's a mekabel tuma. It became one just, it's enough connected to the oichel, that it could transfer the tuma in and out of the oichel. But not that it became actually one with it to become tummy like the oichel. So who had been over here? If the etzem and the blade would have become one, so if chibur adam would be a chibur and they would have become one, so also the blade could transfer tuma in and out of the yad, because they're connected to each other. Therefore, they have the ability to transfer in and out. But it wasn't, according to Rashi, the parsha of yadus wasn't his chadish that the Torah said the yad is a yad arichta of the oichel. No, rather that the yad became connected to the oichel, and therefore each one could transfer tuma to in and out of the other one. And it's a two-way street according to Rashi. So both Rashi and the Rambam agree that there's a two-way street. Just the Rambam holds that they became so much one that even the Yad could be mekabel tuma. And Rashi said they did not become one ad kedei kach, the Yad could be mekabel tuma. Rather, it only works to transfer tuma in and out of the Eichel. And a related point about Yadais, Chazon Yecheskel, you mentioned before, the end of Tyrus, has the Chakira. What's the din of a Yad, of an Eichel, that's cut off from the Eichel? Is it still mekabel tuma? Or better, if even the oichel was tame, is the yad now still tame? The Chazon Yechezkel firstly says that this chakira only applies if the yad is right now roi for achilas kelev. Why is that? Because he held that it's no better than an oichel itself. An oichel that was mekabel tumas oichlim, if it's now nifsal me achilas adam, it's no longer roi for achilas adam, but it's still roi for achilas kelev, then it's a last tuma. But if it's no longer roi, even for achilas kelev, then it loses all tum entirely. It can no longer be considered an oichel. So Chazon Yecheskel now declares, what's in a yad of an oichel that's roi for achilas kelev and not roi for achilas adam? So it itself is not mekabel tumas oichlin, but it was nitma together with the food. Now you cut it off. Do we say that the yad is so much like the oichel that even now it's cut off from the oichel, but it's still considered a chiluk of the oichel? And just like an oichel itself, that is no longer right for achilas adam, but if it is right for achilas kelev, so it's metami to masoich. So the Chazon Yechezkel is mistabik about this. But the Chazon Ish, in Uksin, the sin and base of Katan Ches, postured him that it's not considered a chiluk of the oichel. And now that it's poka, so it loses its sin of the oichel. Because it never really was a chiluk of the oichel. Even if you the Rambam, that is considered a chiluk of the oichel, that it gets tuma together with the oichel. It itself is tamei. But it's not because it's an oichel. It itself is not an oichel. But because it services the oichel, so kozman that it's attached to the oichel, it has the same din as the oichel. But that's only when it's actually attached. When now that it's detached, so it's poka the tuma. Whole tuma was only in and as much that it actually services the oichel. That's what the Chazon Ish is machriya, but the Chazon Yecheskel, Chatzal Abramsky was mistavik about this. One other point here from Chatzal Abramsky about Yodais. It says the Chazon Yecheskel, a milsa de mistacher, that the whole midoin that we've had until now is only about Yodas of Eichlin. But the Yad of a Kli, says the Chatzal Abramsky, Avad is like the Gufa Kli. Even though we need a pasuk to be marbe, that there's din of Yodais, before in the Sugya Bayas by Tanur, which is a Kli, that also we need the pasuk to be marbe, the din of Yodais. But even though we need the pasuk to be marbe, but Vashtet in pasuk, the Chiddush of the pasuk is, the Gether of the pasuk is, the Yad is considered a Chelik of the Kli itself. He brings two rayas to this. Number one, from the din that a Yad, that when a Kli is Tamei, and you're Tevelling it, so not only does the Kli itself need Tevelah, but also the Yad of the Kli needs Tevelah. Hare, if the din of the yad is only as functioning as a chiluk of the kli, but it itself is not part of the kli, so why do you need to be mitayer the yad? Why the tefillah is only said on the gufa kli, not on something which functions as services as functioning the kli, but it itself is not the kli. And second raya is from a Mishnah in Parah on Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Ches, that a kli etz nitma be mitmei meis, you're being mazan it to make a tar, you're being mazan from the Afer Parah to make a tar. So it's before there that if the hazah falls on the yad of the kli, that the kli is tar. Even though the hazah did not land on the kli itself, it only landed on the yad of the kli, but that is enough to be the tire of the kli. It's mavur from this that the yad is considered a chelik of the kli. And here we see that not only that it requires the same thing as the kli, we see that it could bring tahara to the kli. Tahara that was done to the yad could bring tahara to the kli. There's no pasuk doesn't tell us this din that tahara of the yad is like tahara of the kli. Pasuk talks about tumah. The tumah of the yad is like tumah of the kli. How do we know that also applies to tahara? Elamai. But on the kli, the kud of the kli is functionality. So if the yad functions the kli, then it's a chiluk of the gufa kli. Hashengi my oichel is something that you eat. So the yad, you're never eating the yad. Yad doesn't become a chiluk of the oichel ad kedei kach to say that in itself is oichel. Just it functions the oichel, so it takes on the same dinim as the oichel. Hashengi yadus of kelim are like the gufa kli mamish. That's the part of the chazon yecheskel. And it's very logical, makes a lot of sense. And also, the Chari has big rise to it, that the yad of the kli needs tevila, and that hazah works on it. But it's a little problematic in our sugya. Our sugya compares the din of yadas of kelim to the din of yadas of oichlim. And not only that we need a pasuk for it, that's a half of a tzara, why do we need a pasuk? But even after the pasuk, before in the Gemara, that it be cited similar to the din, to yadas of oichlim. Or makes a chumra and a kula, learning out one from the other. If the yad of the kli now became the chelik of the gufa kli, so that's unrelated to the din of yadas of oichlim now. And the Gemara compares them. My is also Reb Chaim in Stencil, in the Indian din of Beit Kibbutz, also the Malois, also it takes on there the din of yadas of kelim, have the same din of yadas of oichlim. And also Sefer that we mentioned before, in Tyrus, Simin Ayin, also says that it has the same dinim as yadais of oichlim. What do we do with the chazon yecheskel's rayas from tvila and hazah? So by tvila, the stiper says that it's a din in the maisa tvila, and it's really the yad is not the chelik of the kli that's tummy. Really, only the kli itself was makabel tumma, because the maisa right now is attached to the kli. So a maisa tvila on the kli has to include everything which is attached to it. So that's the way to do a proper ma'isa tefillah on the yad, on the kli, even though the yad is not tameh. But you can't be tameh the kli unless you're also tameh the thing which is attached to it. By oichlim, if oichlim would have tefillah, then it would be the same thing according to the stipler. You would need to be tameh the oichel and the yad. But ma'isa, oichlim do not need tefillah. They don't have tefillah. Tefillah doesn't work on them. You can't be matar of food once it was makabel tumah. But on the side that it would have tefillah, then according to the stipler, also there, it would need tevila on the yad. So that answers Reb Chassel Abramsky's raya from tevila. But hazah is still problematic. Hazah, we see that hazah on the yad works to mitar the kli. There we see that it looks like it's like the kli itself. That's something which needs beer. That's it for right now for the Inyan of Yadas. Let's come back in the Perek to many more Inyanim about Yadas. And now let's start the topic of Shoymer. Shoymer has a mila over yad. It's more like the oichel than a yad is, because a yad is only moitzi u'machnis, and a shoymer is even mashlim the shear of the oichel. And if the oichel is not a kebetza, but betzir of the shoymer, it's a kebetza, then it's considered a kebetza for l'gabei tuma. That we need a kebetza l'gabei tuma is a machlekes, as we'll see later on. The sheet of Rashi in many places, in Psachim in many places, is that we need a kebetza is only to be moitzi tuma. For one oichel to be metame another, for oichel A to be metame oichel B, if oichel A is tame, and oichel B is tar, and A touches B, that A can give over its tuma to B is only if A is a kebetza. According to Rashi, the shir of kebetza was said in Havoras tuma, that only an oichel that's a kebetza can be metame achirim. However, to be mekabel tuma, even an oichel that's a kolshu, no matter whatever the size of the oichel is, it could be mekabel tuma. That is the opinion of Rashi, that midareisa oichel or mekabel tuma bekolshu. Taisus in Psachim and other places argues on Rashi. Taisus says that no, Midaraisa, an Eichel also needs a kebetza to be makabel tuma. Just like an Eichel cannot be metame achirin unless it's a kebetza, also it cannot be makabel tuma unless it is a kebetza. However, Tesis, the Rebbeinu Tam, agrees that Midrabanan, an Eichel is metame makabel tuma bekoshu, but Midaraisa, Tesis says that it needs a kebetza. That's the opinion of Tesis. Tesis points out that Rashi was chaser. Rashi in our perek, later on in the perek, and already on a medbeis, on kuf yud ches medbeis, Rashi was chayzer to agree like Rabbeinu Tam, that an oichel needs a shir v'kabetza to be mekabel tuma mideoraisa. So again, the opinion of Tesis is that oichel needs a kabetza mideoraisa, bein to be metame, bein to be mekabel tuma. And the opinion of Rashi, that before he was chayzer, is that to be metame achem you need a kabetza, to be mekabel tuma it's bekoshu. Al kol panim, we find that we need the shear of a kebetza. So in this, the shomer has a mila over a yad, because the shomer is more necessary for the food itself. It's shomer on the food itself. Therefore, it's considered like the food that it could be mashon the shear of the eichel to make it a kebetza. So the Chazon Yecheskel, like we mentioned before, the Chazon Yecheskel, in the end of Tyra, says that even if we'll say by a yad, that was mekabel tuma with the eichel, that when the yad falls off, that it's no longer tummy, because its whole tuma was only as a chelik of the eichel, and now that it's detached, it's no longer part of the eichel. That's all by yadis, but by shomer, if we see that a shomer is mashal the shear of the eichel, bal korach the shomer became a chelik of the eichel itself, because already you need a shear of a kibitza. How do you have a shear of a kibitza? Bal korach, I look at the shomer as being a chelik of the food. Shomer is also considered like the food. And therefore, when the shomer becomes detached from the food, so it still retains the din of tumah on it. And it's still tummy. And even though we need a kibitza for kabbalas tumah, according to Tesis, that's only for kabbalas tumah. But once an eichel was mekabel tumah and it's tummy, so even if you cut the eichel in half, it's still tummy. So who are then? We have this kibetza that's made up of the eichel and the shomer, and now the shomer becomes detached from the eichel, so the shomer is still tummy. That is the chiddush of the Chazon Yecheskel. However, the Stipler in Tyrus Simin Ayin says that there's no eichocha to this. He disagrees with the rai of the Chazon Yecheskel. Even though we find that the shomer is mashon the shear of the eichel, but that does not tell me that the shomer is tame even when it becomes detached from the eichel. Why not? It's a good raya. If it's mashon the shear, then it must be we look at it as the chelik of the eichel. Says this type, it's not mukrach. That it could be the pshat. That as long as it's attached to the eichel, it's a chelik of the eichel. But it's not really edible. It didn't become an eichel. It's because it's functioning for the eichel, it's helping out the eichel, that's what gives it the chashivus of the eichel. That's only as long as it actually is attached to the eichel, and therefore being shomer the eichel. But the minute that it gets detached from the eichel, it's no longer it's no longer a functioning part of the eichel, so then it's no longer considered part of the eichel. As long as it's attached, it's tofel to the eichel because of what it does for the eichel. When it's detached, that tfelus no longer exists. And therefore we look at it like it is. And it's a bone, or it's leather, and it's skin, and it's not edible, and therefore it's not an eichel. And the Tzaddik brings a raya to this lumdus, about a shomer. What's the raya? From Rashi, Mitzachim, Daflam, and Gimel, and Beitz. There's a mavur that if you have grapes that are tummy, grapes that are kebetza and they're tummy. So when the juice comes out of them, the grape juice comes out, the juice itself is tar. Why? Because if the grape is only a kebetza, even though the grape is tame, but when the juice comes out, so the grape became a little bit smaller. So now the grape is a little bit smaller, and it cannot be metame the juice. As the Gemara explains, because the mashka is nifkid pocket, because it beforehand already there was juice inside the grapes. So what was mekabel tuma though was the grapes, not the juice. The juice was never mekabel tuma. So only a grape was mekabel tuma. So now I need the grape to be metame the juice. And the grape is less than a kebetza, and therefore it cannot be metame the juice. However, if the grapes are more than a kebetza, so then when the first drop comes out, the grape that is still a kibetza can be mitame the juice that's coming out. But if the grape was only a kibetza, so at the time the juice comes out, the grape is smaller than a kibetza, and therefore the grape cannot be mitame the juice. That's before in the Gemara. So Rashi there, Divrei Maschil, Tmei Meis, has a very big question. That if we say that that even before you squeeze the grape, there's grape and juice, and they're two different entities, and therefore when the grape is mekabel tumah, only the grape was mekabel tumah, the oichel was mekabel tumah, and not the juice. If we already look at the juice as being an independent entity when it's in the grape, that's to Rashi a huge question. So how can the grape that's a kibetza be mekabel tumah? We need a kibetza of oichel to be mekabel tumah, and you don't have a kibetza of oichel. You have part of it is the grape, and part of it is the juice. So you don't have a kibetza of oichel that was mekabel tumah. So why was it mekabel tumah bichlal? That's Rashi's question. Answers Rashi. Even though the mashke was not mekabel tumah with the oichel, the words of Rashi, the mashke was not mekabel tumah with the oichel, but still mashlim hu es shiurei, it could still complete the shiur of the kavetza. So Rashi saying is said that even though something is not an oichel, it could still be mashlim the shiur of the oichel. Rashi brings a right to this from the Gemara in Menuchas. It says here that you have a kezayis of chelev or pigel or noisar, which if a person would eat it, he would be chayav koris. And then you put it outside on a hot sunny day, and therefore all the juice fell out, it got smaller. Now it's pachas mikazayis. So if you eat it now, you're potter. And then afterwards it rained, and then it went back to the original size, and now it's a kazayis. So the halacha is that if you eat it, you're chayav for pigel, noisar, and tamei. Says Rashi, Avgav de Gishomani Veloyin Bisoichoy, Lav Chelev Ninu. Now the water that got seeped inside of it is not considered Chelev. Disochelahu Vishasi Minayu Kazayas Potter. If you'd squeeze out all the water that was absorbed in it and you drink all that water, you'd be Potter. Because you're not drinking Chelev, you're drinking water. You're drinking rainwater. Again, you had your piece of Chelev outside and it rained on it. So the water that's absorbed is definitely not Chelev. It's rainwater. And even though this water is not chelev, but when it's part of the chelev, if you don't squeeze it out, if you just eat the piece of meat as is, you're chayiv. So you see, so it says Rashi, kokama de begavoninu mashlami lishiure. Even though it's not chelev, but when it's part of the oichel, can be mashlam lishir. So says Rashi the same aside about the grape juice, that the juice that's inside the grapes, even though it's originally considered a juice and it's not considered part of the grape, but it could still be mashlin, the shear of the grape, for the shear of a kibetza, when it's part of it. So Rashi tells us a very choshev yisayi here about siruf. That something is mitzarib or something else does not tell me that it became oichel. It's not oichel in and of itself an oichel. It can be mashlim something else. It's tofel to the other thing, kol zman that is attached to it. It's tofel to it. And therefore, it can complete the shear. But it doesn't mean that it itself is looked at as being an oichel. And Rashi says mefurish, in this case of chelev, that you have now a kezayis of chelev, which you know is partially chelev and partially water. If you squeeze out the water, says Rashi, that water is not chelev. But yet when it's part of it, it's considered chelev. So we see clearly in Rashi that the inyan of tzir does not tell me that even when it becomes detached, it's still considered part of, it still has the same dinim as the oichel. It does not have the same dinim as the oichel. So says the Sefer, the same thing about a shomer. That a shomer, even though it's, when it's attached to the oichel, it can be mashim this year. But now that it became detached from the oichel, it will no longer be makab, it will no longer be tamei. Just like Rashi tells us here about the grape juice in the grapes, and about the water in the chelev. This tusha that the stapler makes between the Rashi and Sochem and Ardin of Shomer, it's Baruch Hashem already found in the Rishonim. In the Rash, Paragimel of Tyrus Mishnah Gimel, and that Mishnah that Rashi is going on, he says, like the same Yisoid that Rashi says, he's not as much Myrich as Rashi, but he says the same Yisoid. And then he brings another Raya from Shomer. He brings in the din that Shomer is also Mashlam and Oichel. We see clearly from the Rash that the Shomer has the same exact lomus as over there, as the grape juice and the grapes. that even though it's in itself is not considered an oichel, and when you squeeze it out, it's not considered an oichel, halacha lemaisa, it's not considered an oichel. But yet, when it's part of the oichel, it takes on dinim of the oichel. That'd be a big rai here about shomer, and that's mefurish in the Rashi. This applies to shomer also. Another smach we have from Rashi by Yos, Nalak v'chazon Yecheskel, the Rashi by Yos, Chulin Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph. By Shomer, Rashi Divri Amaschel Umetame, Rashi says, Moitzi HaShomer as a tumah mizeh lezeh. That the Shomer is Moitzi, the tumah of the Oichel, to another Oichel. Why do we need that the Shomer is Moitzi, the tumah of the Oichel? Hare, the Shomer itself is an Oichel, according to the Chazon Yecheskel. And even when you detach it from the Oichel, it's still considered an Oichel. So why do we talk about the Shomer as being Moitzi tumah mizeh lezeh? Elomai, that this shomer, even when it's attached, never really oichel. But there's a new din called tziruf. Tziruf says that something is so much functions the oichel, it's so much connected to the oichel, so it could also be mashlam the shir. Yad is not as much connected as a shomer, and therefore it does not have the ability to be mashlam the shir. But a shomer that's more necessary for the oichel, so it could be mashlam the shir. But that doesn't say that the shomer becomes an oichel. Even when it's attached, it's not a chelik of the oichel. It has the same dinim as the oichel, but it's not a chelik of the oichel. And therefore, that it's matamei achirim, Rashi says, is that it's moitzi, the tumah of the oichel, to something else. But in itself never became the oichel. That's what it would seem from Rashi and the Rash, by this inyan of shomer. Come to another point in the Gemara. In the drasha, the Gemara as a raya that the yad can be machnes tumah. Says the Gemara, hashde yuli mi alya afuki mi boye. Once we know that it can be that the yad is machnes tumah, definitely we know that it can be moitzi tumah. If the oichel is tumah, then the yad can be moitzi it. So Rashi explains that it's easier to be moitzi tumah because it's already tumah. Not clear exactly what the word is. Why should one be easier than the other? Why is it easier to be moiti tuma to the oichel than to be machnes tuma into the oichel? So the Chazon Yecheskel, in the end of Tyrus, explains that the inyan of yadais was said as yad l'tuma. The Iker Parsha of yadais was that it's a yad for tuma. So when there is tuma, the yad can be moiti tuma. But to be machnes tuma, there's not yet tuma. So meichet eisi, that the yad could have the ability to be machnes tumah. Because the inyan of the yad is to be a yad for tumah. That's what he explains. It's not too clear to me where it says this lashon of yad l'tumah. That's in the psukim in the Torah that we're darshaning over here. We don't see any mention of that it's a yad l'tumah. We just see that it has the ability to be machnes or to be moitzi. But that's the vart of the Chazon Yecheskel. L'chayr, it's possible to say another vart. In the words of Rashi, and I think the Ran is before this Malach and the Sugya. That the Indian of Yad, as we said, is a Tofil. That it acts as a part of the Eichel, it's related to the Eichel, and therefore it can do dinim of the Eichel to be Machanis or to be Maitzi. And this, there's a Machanis and Machalik between Machanis and Maitzi. And the reason is that when the Eichel has Tumah, so this is a din which exists by the oichel. So now the yad, which is shaykh to the oichel, can also work with those dinim of the oichel, can apply those dinim of the oichel. The oichel is tameh, which means that it has the ability to be metameh achirim. So also the yad gets that applies that din of the oichel, and it also can be metameh achirim. That's when the zin already exists by the oichel. However, to be mechadesh a din on the oichel, zuloy matzino. Loimatzinu that the Yad has the ability to create dinim on the Eichel. Because the Yad is only a tofel to the Eichel, so when the din exists by the Eichel, the Yad can be tofel to that din. But a din that does not yet exist in the Eichel, so there's nothing for the Yad to be tofel to. It's not enough that it's tofel to the Eichel. It has to be tofel to a dinim which already exists in the Eichel. And therefore, it's more posher that a Yad could be mighty tumah than that it could be machnes tumah. And if we see Yad could be machnes, Kol Shekein has the ability to be mighty. Another point here, the Gemara brings down the din of Yadais also by a Tanur. Tanur, which is a Kli Cheres, also has the din of Yadais. So Rishonim are bothered by a very big question. That a kli cheres is only makabel tumah mitoichai, me'avirai. If tumah touches the outside of a kli cheres, then it's not tumah. So im kein, how do we have a din of yad by a kli cheres? The yad is on the outside of the kli. It can't be any better than the kli itself. If tumah touches the outside of the kli, then the kli will be tar. So now the tumah touched the yad of the kli, it's going to be tameh. So Taisus, the opinion of Taisus in three places. Taisus earlier on in the first parak, and daf chav dal and mebeis. Also Taisus in Becheiris daf lam and ches, and in Nida daf chav vav. Taisus says that the whole din of yadais by a kli cheretz, it's only to be mighty tumah, not to be machnes tumah. That Taisus, as Taisus points out there, that we find that a kli cheres is only makabel tumah mitoichai, is only about kabolas tumah. But once the kli cheres was makabel tumah and it became tamei, the kli can be mitamei, it can give over tumah, even migaboy, even the outside of the kli can be mitamei acher. So that we have that yad of a kli cheres has din of yad is talking about that the kli was makabel tumah mitoichai, the sheretz fell inside of the kli. The kli became tamei. Now the kli touches something else through its yad, and the yad gives over the tumah of the kli. But to be machnes tumah, that the yad cannot be better than the kli. That is the opinion of Taisus and the Chul and Daf Chav Dalid and in Becheiris and in Nida. However, the Rishonim by us bring b'shem Taisus, Taisus that we don't have. That's the Rishonim quote b'shem Taisus. That here there's a gzeiras hakosuf to say that the yad is better than the kli. Even though a kli itself, kli cheres, is not mekabel tumah mitoichai, but through its yad, it could be mekabel tumah mitoichai. That's b'shem Taisus. The Ramban does not like this teretz, that the yad is better than the kli. So the Ramban has his own teretz. The Ramban says, yad shariba akosuf hainu yad chalu, k'goin oizen kelim chalulim, shnoga b'ayin tumah me'aviram. Ramban's first teretz is that the yad itself was hollow. It had a hole in it. And the sheretz fell into the chalal, into the airspace of the yad. And that's why it's mitamei the kli. Inami is Ramban's another teretz. Koncha also latanur yad shall eitz v'shal evin u'mechuberes boi be'aviray. Or you made the handle was made out of eitz or evin, and it's attached inside of the kli. Meaning normally, when you add a handle onto a kli, the handle is attached on the outside. But here the Ramban says you made a handle, and the place you connected it to in the kli was on the inside of the kli. These are the two terutim of the Ramban. The Rishonim quote these terutim, and they're not happy with them. The Rashba says he did not understand at all the second teretz of the Ramban. Well, how did that help anything? And the Tais HaRosh quotes the first teretz of the Ramban, and he says, and he makes right that that's not true. He makes right from Mishnayis and Tyrus that you need that the tumah should be inside the halal of the kli. It doesn't help that it's in a different halal. You need it to be in the halal of the kli. These are big questions on the Ramban. I think that the kivun for the Ramban that one has to say is that the Ramban understands that the gedra of yadois is not that the kli became bigger. Because if so, then you'd have to look at it like being the Gufa Kli. In these cases, if the Kli would be bigger and it would also include the place of the Yad, then it would not be Mekabel Tumah. Because it's not in the main Chelik of the Kli, like the Taisa Rosh asks. Ramban understood that the Yad is a unique Chelik of the Kli. That it functions the Kli as being a Yad. Not as being the Gufa Kli, but rather as being an independent and has its unique aspect of functioning the Kli. So obviously it's worse than the Gufa Kli. The Gufa Kli, we know that it's Mekabel Tumah. For Yad, we need a Ribui, because it's not the actual Kli itself. But because it has a specific functionality in the Kli, as being separate from the rest of the Kli, so its relation to the Kli is different. And therefore, we're able to look at the Yad as an independent Chelik of the Kli, and not as the Gufa Kli. That would be the Kivun. Therefore, if Tumah falls into the Yad, So it's, if I be looking at the yad as a part of the main kli, so it's not the main receptacle in the kli, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. But because it has its own independent aspect of the way that it functions the kli, therefore it could get its own dinim. It still needs more work to explain all the pratim of the Ramban, but I think that has to be the Ikar Mahalach of the Ramban understood in Yadis. Another point in the Gemara says that we need the Pasuk of Yad and Avela. Why? Because if we just run it out from the other dinim of Yadis, from the Oichlim, we would say that it's not Metami Adam Mekela. Because the Oichel itself, or a Kli Cheres, is not Metami Adam Mekela. Therefore we need the Pasuk of Yad of Nevela to tell me that it could even Metami Adam Mekela. Because I would say that Dayal Abom and Adin Liyot Kenidoy. Because it's learned out from Yadis of Oichlim, so it can't be any more strong than they are. Just like there, it's not Metame Adam Mekalim. Who had in the Yad of Nevela is not Metame, it's not Metame Adam Mekalim. So this is a fascinating point in the Gemara that we have that a Nevela Metame through its Yad, even though the Nevela itself is Metame Adam Mekalim, but the Yad would not be Metame Adam Mekalim. It's the Chayr Tzorach Beer. Then Manashach. If the Yad is giving over the Tumma of the Nevela, then it has to be Metami Adam Mekalim. If it's not Metami Adam Mekalim, then it means it's not giving over the Tumma of the Nevela. So what is it doing? So the Rabbeinu David, Im Sochim Adav Yud Chasim Adveis, he's between the Sugya there and our Gemara, but he says, Lagabe Ardin is the following, a quote. Even though we never find the Nevela which is not Metami Adam, so how could it be that the Yad would not be Metami Adam? That a Yad would not be Metami Adam Mekalim is because the Yad is not like the Nevela itself. It's an independent parasha of Tumah. That just like the Nevela is Metame, also its Yad is Metame. But not that the Yad gives over the Tumah of the Nevela. And therefore, its Tumah can be less powerful, less potent than the Tumah of the Nevela itself. And the Yad is not Metami Adam Mekalim. That's Rabbeinu David says. So Chor, this is the biggest side in our Perek, that the Tumah of Yadis is a new parish of Tumah. However, we mentioned earlier that the Tosefta, that the Rash quotes and all this, that beside the din of Yadis should also work the opposite way. That the Oichel or the Kli could be, give over the Tumah of the Yad. If you have the handle of your knife is made out of a bone from a mace, and the knife, the blade is in the bias, then the kli is machnis the tumah of the yad into the bias. That is only understandable if we say that the yad and the kli became one. There's a connection between them. So just like the yad gives over the tumah of the kli of the oichel, who then the kli can give over the tumah of the yad. That's because they became one thing. If Yad is Tumah Bifnei Atzma, like Rabbeinu David says, is its own parsha of Tumah, the Yad could be Metame, but it's a lesser Tumah than that of the Iker of the Iker. Then it's hard and impossible to understand why it also works the other way, why it became a two-way street. So it's a very big question, how to work out these dinim together. What the simplest teretz would be is that this Rabbeinu David is only explaining in the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara, that we say, Dayal Abam and Adin Lies Kenidoin, is to say that the Yad is not like the Tumah itself. But once we learn out that the Yad of the Nevela is Metame, like the Nevela, it is Metame Adam Mekalim, then the Gedder is that it's like the Tumah itself. And Makar to this is Tazen Amud Beis, Tazen in the bottom of Kuzyut Chas Amud Beis, the Vermaskal Ve'abayis, and Atayz asked what's before there in the Gemara, that Yadis works for Tumas Oyel. So ask Tayz, we don't have a makar for that in the Psukim. The Psukim are for Oichlin and Kli Cheres and Nevela. We never find in the Psukim that it works for Tumas Oyel. So let's say Dayoy, like the Gemara says here by Nevela. Answers Tayz, V'yeshlemer demei korav v'aday lo yashkon b'tumach amur Yadis haliparchina on Nevela Dayoy. And originally we didn't know that Yad works bechlal for tumah chamura for an ava tumah. Then we said dayoy. Aval hashu the achkechon Yad betumah chamura tahavi kiguf. Inyan meiz nami mashvinan Yad kiguf. Once we find that Yad does work betumah chamura to make it like the nevela itself, so now we see that Yad kiguf, the tegiloy that the Yad is like the gufa tumah. So once you see that, then the mail it applies also to Tumas Oyel. Kuponim, clear in the thesis that the gedder of yadis changed right in this drasha. It's true in this shlava the Gemara held that it wasn't kiguf atuma, it was tuma b'fnei atzmei like Rabbeinu David says. But that was all before the pasuk of nevela. After the pasuk of nevela, now we see that yad is kiguf. So mimela, it applies also to gabe tumas ayil, and that would also explain the rash. Right, as we brought earlier, that the gedder of the din of yadis is that it became like the guf ha'oichel. We now come to the sugya of yad for hechsher. Chalik is Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, whether there's yad for hechsher or not. Rav holds there's no yad for hechsher, Rabbi Yechanan holds there is. Mar says it's either a machlik in psukim or in svara. The Rishonim say, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ran say, the whole machlik is here is like abe yadis. But shaymer, everyone agrees that yesh shaymer lehechsher. Even Rav agrees that something that's functioning as a shaymer works to bring hechsher into the oichel. And the Rai is from the pasuk. The pasuk of hechsher says that klipa ma'im al zera, and zera is k'derech shebnei adam mitzim lezria. It's with their klipa, with their shaymer. So the water fell on the shaymer, and still is machsher them. So it comes out. So that's what they say is mefurish. That even Rav holds ein yad lehechsher, but Rav agrees that yesh shomer lehechsher. So Rav asks the question that how do we know that shomer works for tziruf? The Gemara says because the pasuk is extra. The pasuk isn't extra. Tell me the din of tziruf. Maybe the whole chiddush of the pasuk is to say that there's hechsher, that yesh shomer lehechsher. We have no makor to say that it works for tziruf. But Lefi Rav Yechanan, that we know that yesh yad lehechsher, so we also know that yesh shomer lehechsher. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that yesh shomer lehechsher, so it's not shver. But Lefi Rav, that ain yad lehechsher, but yesh shomer lehechsher, maybe the whole pasuk of shomer is coming to mechadish to me legabe hechsher. I don't know about the din of tziruf. That's a big question that Rabbi Kleger asks on the Yerushalayim Bedas Rav. But let's just step back for a second. That it comes out, Lefi Rav, that there are two differences between Yad and Shomer. That a Shomer is Mitztarif, and a Yad is not Mitztarif. That's difference number one. Difference number two is that a Shomer is works for Hechsher, and a Yad does not work for Hechsher. Why does the Yad not work for Hechsher? Rav says, because Hechsher lav tchilas tumu. The pasuk said legabi tumu, not legabi Hechsher. Hechsher lav tchilas tumu, and therefore ain Yad lehechsher. But a shomer does work for hechsher. Why does a shomer work for hechsher? Harei if hechsher is lav tchilas tuma, so why does a shomer work? But it seems that the klal advarim is, the klal of the difference between yad and shomer, is that yad and shomer have different functions to them. The point of the yad is, as the Gemara says by us, is l'chol tzorcheichem. The yad is needed for the purpose of the people. I need a yad to hold my food. It's my necessity that there should be a yad. When my relationship with the food, then I require a yad. Yad is l'tzarcheichem, the tzarech of man, for people's needs. Hashem came to shomer is not for tzarcheichem, but it's a tzarech of the oichel itself. Shomer its functionality is for the oichel. It's watching the oichel and the oichel does not get ruined, and the oichel stays intact. So the shomer, its inyan is to be part of the oichel. It's because it's functioning the oichel. Now, shenging in the yad is functioning the person. It's working on behalf of the person that he should be able to use the oichel. But it doesn't help the oichel itself. So it could be that both these dinim, both these chilukin that we find between yad and shomer are the same yisayid advar. It's not the mikra that the two nafkaminas between them. Because the shomer is a chiluk of the oichel, therefore it's mitzarif to the shear of the oichel, A. And B, it works for hechsher. Even though hechsher is lav tchilas tuma, but the shomer is the gedder of the shomer is being a chiluk of the oichel. Kol zman that is attached to the oichel, it's considered as part of the oichel, and therefore mamela works l'gabe hechsher. Hashem gain yad, which is not functioning the oichel, rather the person. We don't look at it as being a chiluk of the oichel. Bein l'gabe tziruf, bein l'gabe hechsher. So after with this is the pesach. So the question of Rabbi Krieger. That asks from Kuneger that maybe the pasuk is only necessary legabe hechsher, but I have no makor in the pasuk legabe tziruf. But kenzen hi anoy senes, that a shomer works legabe hechsher, even though hechsher la tchilas tumahu afirav. So why does the shemim work legabe hechsher? Bakorcha could say, look at it as being a schelik of the oichel. So memela, it's also mitzarif. It's a hainuach. It's the same inyan. It's for the same reason that the shemir works for hechsher, it also works legabe tiruf. Because the shemir is working on the side of the oichel. It's being a chelik of the oichel. It's to safeguard the oichel. So memela, if I know one, I also know the other. Just one other point to be finish up this topic of Shemir Lehechsher. She said that the Rishonim are Mechiach, that Rav agrees that Yeh Shemir Lehechsher. However, it seems that Rashi argues. Rashi in the second parak and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara there says that a person had a par of Shlomim and he walked through a river on his way to the Beis HaMikdash and he shechted it. And at the time of the Shechita, there's still water on it. So that's how it would be Mukhshar for Kabbalah's Tumah. So Rashi says there, the water was still on it when you shechted it, and it fell from the skin to the meat. And that's how the meat is going to get hechsher. Why does Rashi need to say that it's noifel min ha'or labasar? Why is it not good enough that the water was on the skin? The yesh shemer lahechsher. It seems that the opinion of Rashi is that at least according to Rav, ain't shemer lahechsher. You have to know what Rashi will do with the question of the Rishonim. The last point we want to talk about today is the general topic of Hechsher, and this is the opinion of Machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Yesh Yad LeHechsher, because Hechsher Tchilas Tuma. So once you have a Riboy that Yesh Yad LeTuma, so maybe we also know that Yesh Yad LeHechsher. And Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that Yesh Yad LeHechsher, according to one Derech HaMegemara, it's because of the Svara, that Hechsher Tchilas Tuma. So Mavur here, that the idea of Hechsher is a chilek of the Tumah process. You need two stages in order to be a Makabal Tumah. You need Hechsher, and then you need the Tumah, the Sheretz to fall on it. That's Mavur in Ar Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, there are many places that are Mavur not this way. Mavur that Hechsher is not as a Seder of the Kabbalah's Tumah, but rather a Hechsher is a Seder, is being mashon the Shem Oichel of the food. The biggest ride that the Achorin bring is the Gemara by Yosef on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Perish Shle Huchsheru Kitanor Shle Nigmarim Malachtei Dami. Just like a Tanor Shle Nigmarim Malachtei is not a Gemara Kli, it's not yet finished, it's lacking in the Shem Tanor. Also a Pri Shle Huchshar is also not entirely a Pri. Before Shle Gemara that the Hechsher is necessary in the completion of the Shem Oicha. So some Mavur like this in Rashi and the Rashbam, in the end of Parshas Shmini, when they explain the Indian of Hechsher, that the way to be mistaking food, the Rashbam says, is first you wash it to cook it or to clean it. That's the way that you're normally mistaking food, and the food is not yet roy until you wash it. Also, the Lashon of Rashi, that Eina Oichel, Nikra Oichel, until it's Huchshar. So it seems there that it's an Indian of Hechsher, it's Indian of Machshir, the food. That the food should be food that's roy, it should be a complete food. And how do you make that work with Ar Gemara? That Ar Gemara says that Hechsher is Tchilas Tumah. So what it seems to be is that even though the Rishonim say that the Inyan of Hechsher is making the food roi for Achila, but for all dinim in the Torah, we don't need Oichel that's Mukhshar. Person that eats Maicholas Asurais, even if they're not Mukhshar, is over the Isra of eating Maicholas Asurais. And for all dinim in the Torah that are Tali and Oichel, we don't need food that Dafka had water on it. Vada the fact that the food is edible makes it a food for all dinim in the Torah. Not that the Torah is required by Tumah, food that's mukshar, that's avad mitzad dini kabbalas Tumah. That there's a din that Tumah is only on something which had water put on it. The Tumah requires another step in the process before it's actually makabal Tumah, that it should be put water on it. That the Rashi and the Rashbam say that it's mash in the shem oichel, I'm going to explain the gedir of the pasuk. The gedir of the pasuk is that it's not stomach zeris akosov, that only when water comes in it, it's in makabal tumah. But rather that the Torah said that for kabbalas tumas oichlin, we need the oichel ha-sholim, the oichel ha-mushlam. Only when it's complete, entire oichel, that it's mamish roi and oimid la-achila, only then it's in makabal tumah. But that avad is only mishum the din of tumah, the kula that the Torah gave in kabbalas tumas oichlin, that only that you need another tanai before it's in makabal tumah. So avad Hechsher is Tchilas Tumah, like the Gemara says. Only mitzad the Tumah, I need another Tanai for its Makabal Tumah. The Inyan of that Tanai is Timash and the Shem Oichel. However, it's still L'chayra share from the Gemara in Amin Aleph. Gemara compares it to a Tanah Shalini Nimra Malachtoi. Tanah Shalini Nimra Malachtoi is B'chal, not a Tanah B'chal. It's not right to be used. So how can we compare Perish L'Huchsharu to that type of Tanah? But the emphasis is that also the Gabi Kalim, I think the same insight applies. That a Kli that's Mekabel Tumah, it needs to be a complete Kli. It could be that something is considered a Kli for other dinim in the Torah. For Kabbalah's Tumah, it needs to be an entire, a Kli that's Mushlam. See, that's 100% complete. Right, the Gemara says in the first Perek, that go make Kli Matches Artar. That if you have a Kli Matches that you haven't yet finished working on it, you're going to do more work, so it's Tar. Rabbi Chanan there in Kovitz and Yonim is Mechiach from Rashi and Shabbos and Daf Nun Beis that this is a unique din in Kabbalah's Tumah. For all other dinim in the Torah, Gole Kli Matres are called a Kli. Even though you're going to do more work on it, but because right now it's usable, it's called a Kli. For Kabbalah's Tumah, I need the Kli Amushlam, the Kli that's entirely complete. So that's in, you know, of a Kli Shenigmar Malachtoi. For Kabbalah's Tumah, I need a Kli Shenigmar Malachtoi that's 100% complete. And that we compare the Hechsher of Peiris to that. That the Torah Kilu gave a Kula, both Lagabe Kalim and Lagabe Peiris. That you need to entirely complete the Shem Eichel or the Shem Kli for its Mekabel Tumah. But being said, it's a unique din in Kabbalah's Tumah and doesn't apply to other dinim in the Torah. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.